You know, Joe Biden, is he back from his little vacation borrowing somebody's house? Borrowed a billionaire's house, David Rubenstein. Only in Washington, D.C., by the way, this Dave Rubenstein character. You show up there, basically mediocre guy, but he's a low-ranking position in the Carter administration. Parlays that into a sweet job on K Street, then a sweet job on Pennsylvania Avenue, and he's a billionaire. It really is breathtaking. I have seen this guy in action. I think he's what has he got going for him? Connections. He just knows a lot of people. Anyway, Joe goes to his house this weekend, and to hear Joe say it, he was working the phones all weekend long to get these hostages out. You think that was the case? You think these hostages wouldn't be released if it wasn't for Joe working the phones over Thanksgiving? I don't think. I saw him walking around that little town. I saw that. He got booed a couple of times, too. Listen to this. Do we believe him? Cut three, please. Cut three.
I cannot prove what I'm about to say.
Oh, then
but
shut up.
I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist.
Well, what a preposterous statement. I just want to make sure I heard it. He can't prove it because it's not true. He didn't do that. One more time?
I cannot prove what I'm about to say. But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist.
Well, that was the essence, I believe, of the Abraham Accords, which was negotiated by the Trump administration, by Jared Kushner. The Abraham Accords, that was the Saudis, the Qatar, all of it. I mean, and now he wants, the reason why this happened when you showed up, Joe, is because you're weak. And this tends to happen with Democrats in power. That's when Iran really starts to feel their oats. You know, you can go all the way back to the Iranian hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. And while he's still alive, okay, it's safe to say he was the almost as bad as Joe Biden. Possibly even worse. Possibly. Do you remember him? Remember that speech where he made us feel guilty driving to work? He made us feel guilty for turning on the light bulb, right? What a strange moment in American history that man became president. A total and complete failure. Joe Biden and he, though, I saw some pictures of them. They were hanging out. Anyway, the moment Ronald Reagan became president, you know what happened? Those hostages, they let him go. They let him go because they were afraid of a president with strength. They were afraid of a president with conviction who would do something, who wasn't afraid of his own shadow like Jimmy Carter. And they were released 444 days, literally the moment Ronald Reagan became president, January 20th, 1981, moments after, actually during the oath of office, they let him go. Strength. That's what it's about. Strength. You gotta be ready to use force. Joe doesn't have it. He's owned. He's compromised. You know, Jake, he goes on all these shows, by the way, because no one's ever going to ask him about Afghanistan, how our loss in Afghanistan basically redefined the world to our disadvantage. As worse a thing that could ever happen. Nobody ever asked Jake about our lack of a border. No border. Hasn't that kind of damaged our national security? Nobody ever asked him about anti-Semitism, which is all over the place, which Joe was made that the centerpiece of his campaign. Liar!
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.